You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrusinani.
See, that's me.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric A. Sinati. Eric Sinati who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone, on your FM dial, on iHeartRadio. I don't need to name them all because we would waste the whole show doing that. I hope you enjoyed our new intro. Compliments of one of our production staff, Carrie. We're tweaking it. Let me know if you feel it needs more or less. But I think we liked it. Wasn't it nice, right?
I think so.
She's very gifted. We're very, very happy.
It gives it a different kick.
Yeah, we're very happy to have her on board. We got so much exciting stuff coming forward, too, folks. There's a new station being launched where I'm going to be the anchor for news. We also have another show coming out. An Eric A. Sinati legal show coming out. Yes. I've also been invited on several other shows. Mm-hmm. So we have so much stuff going on, but the Hostile Zone is not going anywhere. So I'm accompanied by the on-air vocal sensationalist, Miss Bianca C. S-E-A.
Bianca C., that's me. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great.
What did you think of the new intro?
I love it.
Right?
It gives a little...
Carrie's
like,
amazing,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
She's great. Yeah, she's really, really good. We're lucky to have her.
Mm-hmm.
Seabrook Productions. Yeah, it was great. So, all right. We have so much stuff going on, to be honest with you. I want to thank iHeartRadio and our other affiliates for all the big moves that we're going to be making moving forward. After that, we are on iHeartRadio now, but we are launching more with conjunction with iHeart and some other production players as well. We are also on Minect. So if you check out Minect, you will see that we are happy to be on Minect along with Patrick Bed David, Sammy the Bull Gravano, Michael Francis, Terrell Owens, Candace Owens, and the list goes on. Check out Minect. You can reach out to your favorite host or celebrity that's on Minect and have direct conversations and emails with me and those other people. So check out Minect. We will be putting out more information on that and the new shows. So moving into the show today. Anyway, that's a lovely brooch, by the way. Where did you get that one?
Oh, thank you. It was actually a gift. For something blue, actually, I wore it on my wedding day.
It is very nice. It is very. Is it vintage or?
It is vintage. Yeah. And
the ring too. Is the ring vintage?
It is.
Yeah.
I love vintage jewelry.
Now, who doesn't love? You know, they made some wonderful stuff in the Victorian era.
Yeah,
they really did. They really, really did.
So you know, I love it, and I figured with the pop of blue, since I just noticed that I'm kind of matching.
I think because of all the new things that are happening, the stylist probably pushed for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. That should probably.
The stylist is like, I guess we're gonna dress alike now.
Oh boy.
So folks, okay.
But you saw I'm wearing something different.
Right.
At least I'm wearing a touch of gray.
A touch of gray. Look at my hair, folks. There's no gray going on. I actually went and bought that touch of gray because I thought I could maybe salt and pepper myself. It didn't work.
No.
I bought it. I guess you got to have some gray already for that.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, not that I'm trying to age faster.
I
like that I have all the hair on my head.
Okay.
my stylist tells me that. Anyway, so folks, we have an interesting thing, and I think you, Miss Bianca, will really be enthralled with today's word of the day with what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, yeah.
It's a AI, which has been something I've been talking a lot about.
Yeah, it's been a lot, you know.
But it's going to move into your world.
Oh, really?
Okay.
How is it going into my world?
Well, let me get into my monologue, and we will go there.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another riveting episode of The Hostile Zone. Mm-hmm. As if they couldn't get any more riveting, they just get. I can't help it. Today, we're going to dive into a hotbed controversy that is shaking the foundations of the music industry. See, it's going your way.
All right.
It really is. If you ever crafted an AI generated music, I don't think you have, but
no,
you know,
people
do that. That's it, you know, that freedom of expression. You'll have your chance. Let me get to my monologue. But you'll see that the people have crafted AI generated pop rock anthems for casual party stuff and things like that, complete with lyrics too. And you know, it could be about bringing your own booze to a party or whatever it is, but it's AI generated. Well, beware. Record labels are up in arms. Remember Napster?
Yes.
This is the new Napster and Kazaa thing. They're up in arms.
How so?
Because they are convinced that their intellectual property is being stolen. Because people are using this as an opportunity. They're using bots. And they are, basically, they warn, like the major music labels, they are warning, we will see you in court.
Oh, really?
So if you are somebody that is using that, make sure if you're using it, you're using a program that you paid for that gives you copyright privileges to use that. It is music and art is a form of self-expression. And when using a computer AI to generate that, you write your own music and stuff,
right? And I take my time with it, I write it over and over to like make sure it fits with the melody and the song. I mean, it's an art. It takes time. But once you have it right, it's great.
Well, we have our quote of the day, and it's relevant.
Oh.
And you like the, and it's from a musician of which you like.
Oh, which one?
I'm going to read the quote.
Okay.
All right. The music industry has always been a business, and it's never been anything other than about money. Linda Ronstadt. Mm. Linda Ronstadt.
You know what? Yeah, it is. A business. That's why they call it music business.
It is. It's a business. I mean, honestly, let's go. Well, I mean, let's be real, folks.
It's a cutthroat business.
This business right here is entertainment business that we're involved in here. There's a lot of behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff involved. I get copyright infringements on a daily basis from our show, which makes no sense because we win them every time, but it's a hassle because every time we are a syndicated radio. TV, radio show, we are on FM, we are on all, so we are licensed to play music, whether it be a song that you sing or a regular song that we play because we're on AM, FM. So my team puts some clips on YouTube and stuff, we're not YouTubers, but we put our stuff on there. Right. People report it and say they're playing something. Well, we are a syndicated AM, FM satellite iHeart radio channel.
Yep.
We are a show that's we are licensed to do that, so we're getting copyright infringements. If I'm sure it's AI that's doing that, but if you are a bot and troll, you're just wasting time doing that. So before we get into the talking points, you have a very relevant start off song for today, not a embedded song.
Well, I do. Let's see. I can sing.
No, we're gonna do a regular song.
Oh, regular song.
I have your singing lined up for a special spot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I figured we could play John Travolta.
John Travolta. Love you, John Travolta. I need you on my show. Love all your movies. We've met once or twice. Think really hard, John. We met in New York and Jersey once or twice. Need you on the show. Love this song. What's the song you're going to play?
You're the One That I Want.
Everybody does that in karaoke.
I love it.
All right, let's hook it up.
All right.
John Travolta.
Shape up, 'cause I need a plan.
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. You know, that was a great song. I'm going to admit something here on the air.
Sure.
I've tried to sing that karaoke before.
Oh, really?
I think everybody has, right?
I think we should try one day.
I remember when John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John was doing a concert, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he popped up on stage to do that song with her.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
He is such class, John Travolta. He's such a great actor. Loved him in the movie Gotti.
Oh, yeah.
And having met Gotti and knowing Junior Gotti and knowing John Gotti Sr. and his actually meeting him and seeing and knowing his personality, John Travolta nailed that on the head.
Yeah.
I thought so. Great stuff out there. So anyway, yeah. So this is, the AI, we've talked about this, you know, I mean, almost to death, but I thought it was a good topic today because it's music related.
Okay.
So with that, I'm going to interview you. So when did you first feel that you were musically inclined?
I would have to say what I most remember is around 8 years old.
And what happened?
Well, because
did somebody play music for you? Because having met your family, none of them are like that. So you are obviously far different than them. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? What made you know you had a gift?
It's a combination of everything. I looked up to a couple of people. I mean, there was one time my family went to either Six Flags or Great Adventure, I believe. And it was probably during the summer that these two ladies, they were dressed in a female tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
And what else? They were singing Proud to Be an American.
Ah.
And I never heard that before.
So, but here's my question.
I never heard that song before, so that was the first time because I was young.
But when did you belt it out and somebody was like, oh my God? Because you truly do have an amazing voice and it really resonates very clear because I hear you here and you're not filtered at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you do that? That somebody was like, oh my God, hello, what are you, where did this prodigy come from?
I had to see it from watching the movie Annie. Actually, and I've loved that movie so much of singing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
And didn't you try out for that? You auditioned?
Yeah.
How far did you make it on that?
I was one of the 15 finalists.
Which is big.
Yes, it was really big. And I got to say, never shy.
Sing a line from Annie. What did you do? Can you do it? I'm sandbagging you.
Wow,
this is your interview. This is you. Do it about you. People want to know more about you.
Okay. The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, I love ya, tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Wow. Right, and you grew up in a time with a lot of different views on racism.
Yeah.
So you did not fit the cookie cutter mold of what Annie should look like.
No, at that time.
And I think with that voice that you have, I think that is that maybe why. And I don't think it's a bad thing that happened because there are plenty of things for you to do. But do you think that played a role?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, at that time, you know, being a Hispanic woman, a Hispanic little girl, obviously I knew I wasn't going to be Annie because I didn't fit the role. Nowadays, you should be lucky. Now they have they don't care what race you are to play a main character. So that's
now I'm going to sandbag you here. What? There's some information out there that people don't know about you. You have a famous person that helped record. Was it 45 King?
Yes.
He did P. Diddy. What else? He did, who else? Tell everybody. This is about you right now today.
He produced beats for Eminem, Jay-Z. And a couple of a lot of people actually
and he took a special interest in you and your fan, and he was a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he discovered Queen Latifah.
Right. Right. Well, he didn't discover; she was born. But I mean,
he helped her start off.
And he helped you.
Yes.
What did he do for you? I know you talked to him a lot. I know he passed away.
I know.
God rest his soul.
It was really hard for me.
He's from East Orange, New Jersey. East Orange, New Jersey.
Yes, he is.
He never left where he came from.
No, he never did, because he loved where he came from, you know. He had I never even knew that this guy was a millionaire.
Right. So what did he do to help you? Because I know he was very impactful in your life.
He was.
And I spoke with him, remember?
Yeah, he was really nice. And I was doing a project with him, actually, of a remake of Xanadu Magic. Right. That was going to be like a thing.
So since you said that, who would be, if you could do a remake with somebody now, who would it be and what would it be?
Oh, wow.
Maybe we can make that happen.
A remake with somebody.
I know you've been listening to Tiffany and Debbie Gibson a lot recently.
Yes, yes. I have.
Which is your favorite song from both?
From both? What, Debbie Gibson, Only in My Dreams.
All right, give us a line from there. Sing a line. Let her hear it in case she's listening. Because I know she follows the show.
Only in my dreams, as real as they seem, you were only in my dreams. No.
And then you do the other move. What's that? That's Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Okay, and what's Tiffany's song?
Tiffany, I think we're alone.
And do the move.
It doesn't seem to be anyone around.
So I know you don't want to pick because they're both very great, but maybe one of them, I know they follow the show, guys, I see. Maybe one of them would be interested in that.
Yeah, I would love to, collaborate with everyone.
And I know you have a big thing for Cyndi Lauper. What's your favorite song from her?
Girls just don't want to have fun.
Who didn't love that song, right? Captain Lou Albano. He had all the rubber bands on his face. I was into wrestling, so that.
Yeah. I never knew they dated.
Did they really date? Were they dating?
I think so.
They were dating?
I think so.
Wow. Wow.
Don't bot me, but I think I.
We're going to get botted anyway, Bianca. We're going to get botted anyway.
I can guarantee that he was in the music video.
Right. I remember because I was a huge Hulk Hogan fan. I'd like to get The Rock. If you're listening to the show, The Rock, we want you on the show.
Cyndi Lauper was awesome. I mean, she's a great heart.
And by the way, The Rock, you had me audition for your show. So then you definitely need to come on my show.
Mm-hmm. And she actually was really nice that she gave me a little seafood cuisine called ceviche.
I heard she's a very, very, very friendly person.
How could you say no to Cyndi Lauper?
But isn't she like, you hear rumors about artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard she's very like regular, very normal friend, like regular, like cool.
She is. It depends on her surroundings, actually. Because sometimes after a while, like she doesn't want her alone time sometimes.
Right. Well, everybody needs it. Yeah. But I mean,
but when it's too
but
much,
like giving you something like that, you know, some people are rude and some people like don't care that they're a star. They want to see their fans. Yeah. They want to be friendly.
Sometimes, you know, like you got to give them space sometimes too. Cause like then I noticed like if you're crowding them too much and stuff, they start to get like a little.
So who's your ultimate star?
My ultimate star? Oh, wow.
This is leading to something that we're going to announce on the show that involves you.
Wow. Right now, who's still living?
Doesn't have to be living. Your biggest influencer.
I loved Olivia Newton-John, but she passed away. So I was so heartbroken by that because I really wanted to meet her one day. But
that would have been great because I would love to have John Travolta come on.
I would like to meet Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt. So we're talking about this because we will be having a fundraiser concert.
A fundraiser.
And it's going to be live streamed on the iHeartRadio.
Oh.
We will be doing that. We will be making further announcements moving in the next very short period of time with who the benefit concert. It's going to be a benefit concert for a cause. A nonprofit. We are teeter-tottering between who it might be, some finalists. If you are a nonprofit out there and you have a serious cause and you are interested, reach out to the show, The Hostile Zone, at bbstalkradio.com, or Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com, or Bianca C. at bbstalkradio.com, or always Eric at ericandrewsinati.com.
Yes.
Or they text us.
By 917-877-0171.
So we will be having this concert. If you are a nonprofit and you are and you feel, I mean, I believe everybody's worthy. Mm-hmm. If you have a cause and you want to be included in the concert, we are donating the proceeds to that. We will be doing this in conjunction with iHeart Radio and some other sponsors. You will be a part of it, Miss Bianca.
Oh,
and we have some other we have some other singing staff there.
Okay.
So that's why we're interviewing you today.
Oh, thanks.
And I included the AI because I know you don't use AI.
Oh, I. You know what? Also, when I was into like the Annie thing, every time we went to the restaurant, and my whole family would go to the restaurant, if I see like a little stage or something that's like elevated, kind of like a stage, I don't care who I'm in front of. I would go up there and start singing the song.
And you know, when you're with me, I just force people to make you to let you sing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's so super cute.
I'm kind of a jerk like that. When it's time, when I'm out there with Miss Bianca, and there's a stage and somebody else is singing, I stole the stage for you. Yeah. Go on her Facebook, you'll see it.
Yeah, and like anytime, even
you deserve the stage, so I don't mind stealing it for you.
Oh, it's okay. Even when I was little, like even going to the park. They you know like how like people have like a festival concerts, right, and they have like that amphitheater thing. I would actually go up and start singing whatever.
And you know what else people don't know?
And I would pretend that the audience was right in front of me. And
I wonder if people know that you do the Sonata Hears You do it.
Oh, use your voice, Sonata Hears You. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonata Hears You. Use your voice.
I want, in case you heard that and you didn't know where it came from, there's the voice. You heard it live right now on iHeartRadio, live right now in your car. You heard it. There it is.
Thank you.
The wonderful voice behind that. So you play some a little bit of piano, right?
You're not great. By ear.
But you're,
yeah.
You have that skill. I call this out, but I'm going to call it out again. She does something very amazing. And I've seen this, and I'm going to sandbag you, but it's in a positive way. You never hear, there'll be a song you never heard of. Mm-hmm. And someone will say, can you sing it?
Yeah.
She'll take her phone and go outside, play the song, holding the phone to her ear three times. Am I right?
Three times, yes.
And by the third time, she could come back into the venue and sing it.
Yeah.
She has to have the words there, but you know what time to hit the high notes. And you know, that is just an art.
Yeah.
That is an art that many artists can't do.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that can't sing. Let's be real. There's Frank Sinatras, the Billy Joels, the Linda Ronstadts, the Patsy Cline's. Where are they? Right? You are one of those voices.
Oh,
and that's why we wanted to showcase that today. Because there are not many people that without tweaking. You do it here on this show, and I let them see you on Bianca Cam because there's nobody altering your sound.
No, you're going out there. Yeah.
So yeah, you are. It is the way it is.
It's like one shot and that's it.
And you've made mistakes before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you know, your voice cracked or something, and we don't edit it out.
No.
We keep it real.
Yeah, I do keep it real. It
which is why people should hear that. She's available for booking. You should be definitely reaching out. You got all the information to reach out.
Yes.
This is real life voice. Sing something else. Sing, you know what? Give me one line from that Broadway song.
Which one?
The Entertainer, whatever.
Oh.
Let him hear it. No altering.
Never enough, never enough for me.
And then what? And give them your famous line from Hudson, Jennifer Hudson.
I'm not going no.
Yeah, do it. Come on. We're building up for our concert. Unreal. See that, folks? That was live right here on iHeart, right here on your FM dial as well, wherever you're hearing or listening. There it is. She's going to be in this benefit concert.
Yes.
If you are a nonprofit and you are looking for fundraising opportunities, reach out to the show. If you are a venue and you want to host, well, we'll be more than willing to do more benefit concerts for donations. If you are a venue and you want that, we the show, our staff, and Miss Bianca will help coordinate that with you. Reach out to the show. We're still going to keep going with you, but
okay.
I want to talk. So, and you're involved in this. So we got Universal Music Group, Sony Music Group, Warner Music Group. They are up in arms over this AI. So they're you know, they're going after these people. How do you feel? Because you write your own stuff.
Yes, I do. I do write my own stuff. Actually, I don't like that the AI is trying to take over the natural art for an artist.
Oh, I know what you wrote a song with that had something about the heartbeat, right?
Yeah, I did. I wrote a heartbeat.
You can. Can you pull it on that and do and minimize the bat sound and do it yourself?
No.
Can you sing a line from it?
That feature,
can you sing a line from it?
Sure.
This is your words, your song. See.
It's been a while since I sang it already. Can you hear my heartbeat? I lose all control. I finally let go. Can you hear my heartbeat? You're so ugly deep inside.
I really want to play it. Can we just play it on here? You have it? Can I don't mean to sandbag you. Pull it up. Let's play it.
All right.
You own the rights to it. So as she's doing that, so yeah, people are talking about in allegations of infringement. Now, I don't know how that really works. The Recording Industry Association of America is accusing some of these startups that they're creating AI generated music to become big. Did you find your song?
Yes.
Are you gonna be able? I'm gonna Bianca cam you and see if you can minimize that and do the sing it. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's yours.
I mean, I don't have that feature.
Do the best you can. Just do the best. Let them hear. It's yours. Now, mind you, I want to put a caveat, folks. Somebody tried to steal this from her, and some of the beats in the background are going to be changed because they did steal it. But I want to showcase your voice and your writing. So can we do that?
Sure.
Folks, let's go to Bianca Cam while you do that.
Yeah.
You're on Bianca Cam now. Amazing, Miss Bianca. That was
a lot of beats going for it, and it's a really great workout song. Or if you're at the club and dancing, that's also a great club music as well.
And I know that you have several other songs that are out, and that song is in the process of taking the beat and making it more into like a R&B kind of.
Actually, it was supposed to be a melody, like a romantic melody.
What was that other song you had on the?
But then they made it into a
house
and hip hop.
And they stole from you. It's a tragedy. But what's that other song that you had on that mini iPod?
Wow.
Because I remember you played that, and that was some good words. What was that?
I wrote the song.
You know the name of it? Or you're gonna name it? Or is that a name?
It was called My Romance.
Give it. Can you memorize? You know a line from it?
Yeah. Give me a moment. Let me see.
I'm not trying to sandbag you, but
oh yeah, you did.
You're gonna be emceeing this concert, so. It's a great song, folks.
All right.
Did I put you on the spot? You need a second to think.
No. Okay. I got. Lit candles everywhere. Rose petals on the ground, silk sheets spread so lovely for me eternally. You will love me eternally with your kisses all over is my passion. You are my first love. This is what I call my romance. Ooh, you and me, hand in hand. Yeah. Just walking on the sand in paradise. The way we spend time together, yeah. I'll cherish all those times with you. I wanna feel like Juliet. I wanna feel like Juliet. I wanna feel.
Wow. You know, you wrote that yourself.
I have.
You don't have a name for it yet or no?
It's called My Romance.
Now, what was the inspiration on that? Because heard that song and it was great.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed to say, but this was before I was like, I wrote this when I was younger.
It's very deep.
What was it? This is when I was a virgin. I wrote that song. It was supposed to be like,
your dad's going to be mad now.
Yeah. It was supposed
to. Well, you have a kid, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be written like the first night to be with the one you love.
That is a great song. I mean, I remember you played that, and that's why I had to call you out on it. Do you know where that original copy is?
No.
We need to find that, because I think you should put that together. Okay, so that was great. I'm glad you did. It sounded great, by the way.
Thank you.
It did. So if you could be a singer now, which you are, I'm not saying, but I mean, somebody that is some famous, who would most reflect you right now, that's out there now?
Who could reflect me?
Yeah, that you feel would reflect you and that you could be.
That I could be.
Yeah, tough question, huh?
It's deep. Really hard because it can only be me.
I would say Selena.
Selena, really?
Selena Gomez or Selena? Or maybe even a little J-Lo. A little J-Lo.
A little bit. Actually,
you're so wide range, though.
You know, people have said that I look like Selena Gomez a little bit.
Right. Selena, you're welcome on the show. Do you know any of her songs?
Huh? Not on the top of my head, but she's.
How do you feel about Christina Aguilera?
I like her too.
She's got some amazing vocal range.
Yeah, I mean, she really does.
And you have her grand class that was sent over.
Yeah.
Which was nice to look at. But yeah, she's got some great vocals, but I think actually you might actually have better vocals than Christina Aguilera.
No way.
Sorry, Christina. If you want to battle it out with her, but come on the show. No, but honestly, you both have pipes. Like some people hit notes and some people sing.
And it's,
you hit notes.
You know, it's
kind of like, I don't mean to cut you off. It's kind of like, remember we were at a premiere for a movie and you wear a suit or you own a suit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And somebody came up to me and was just, by the way, I look in my suit that I just didn't put it on, that I own the suit.
Right.
It's me. And then some people put it on for the occasion.
Very true.
Some people sing and then you got pipes.
Oh, thank you.
It's the same quality. Same thing. You know what I mean? Like that's it. Some people have it just in them to be that.
Yeah.
And some people just do it.
Well, you know, there's a couple of people that I've met that's up there. What was it? Crystal Waters.
She's great.
She's really good. I opened up.
I like her. Judy Torres.
Judy Torres is good.
Raquel.
Crystal Waters, actually, after my performance after opening for her, she always asked, like, you know, if you ever want me to collaborate something, you know, write a song or whatever, like, give me a call. And you know,
I know you like Raquel, and I do.
Raquel,
do you know,
yeah.
Are you able to do any of those songs in a dream? Didn't you practice that?
Yeah, but it's not perfected yet.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And
because I know she's been doing some tour stuff, and I would like to get Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, her. This would be part of our benefit concert.
Yeah.
That will be for you folks on iHeart. So it's a win for everybody, and will be for for a good cause.
Yeah.
So
who else? There was.
I do need to announce that there's a movie coming out in July, mm-hmm. Sound of Hope. If you watched our show last year, we were big advocates of Sound of Freedom, which dealt with children who were human trafficked. We are having some exclusive screening tickets to give out for Sound of Hope. They are the same. They are the same producers of Sound of Freedom. I'll be providing more information on that moving forward. But it came to my mind, and I didn't want to forget.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's passionate stuff. So, yeah, and we actually are getting involved with another program. I believe that's working with single mothers.
Oh, that's great.
We're communicating with them now. What is your passion?
My passion?
Yeah, like what? I have a thing for protecting children and women and stuff like that. What is yours?
Let's see. Well, besides singing, my family.
No, I mean like passion as in who would you like to see this concert benefit money towards?
I would say, you know, the protection of the women as well, just in case, you know, like you never know what the situation that a woman is in, especially if she has a baby.
Right.
And if she's in a abusive relationship, I mean, like, you know, physical abuse.
And you know, I teach self-defense classes for free to women.
Sometimes they don't know where to go
if they don't know they need resources.
Exactly. Right. So you need a safe place. So like I do feel for them, and you know, you never know when you need a help like that, and it's hard to find it.
I'm going to segue that into what you're saying. If you go on the show's website on bbstalkradio.com, if you subscribe to be a premium concierge member of the show, You get a shirt sent to you. You get an autographed signed copy of my book and some other stuff, as well as you'll get some tickets to Sound of Hope. Mm-hmm. And that, it's like $2.99, I think. It's not a lot, but we use that money to make donations. So, and when you subscribe, you can also put in what foundation or charity is most important to you. And we could add that to a list of charities that we make donations to. Mm. So if you go on the show's direct website, just a basic Google of the Hostile Zone, you'll find the show's website and just subscribe. And, you know, we do great things for people. And you'll get direct access. You know, when we stream the benefit concert, there will be tickets I'm giving out to the show as well, live. Plus, it'll be the streaming aspect. Both video and radio, but there'll be tickets available too that I'll be giving out. And we have some shirts that we're going to be giving out too.
Oh, I hope I get one.
You did. We got, they're coming out. They're nice shirts.
I love wearing the t-shirts either for like a bathing suit cover up or my pajamas. I love
right,
it.
Right. So how do you feel with AI and this? Because I see this as a, what they say, a double-sided penny.
Mm-hmm.
The AI, for somebody like you, mm-hmm. you write wonderful lyrics, but you have a hard time getting somebody to help you make the music.
Well, yeah. Sometimes
and they take advantage of women, right?
Absolutely.
For you, this would be perfect because you can tweak the music the way you want with AI, and it's copyrighted that you own it. And then you don't have to involve anybody else. And the less people that involved in the soup, right? More too many cooks spoil the broth or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then you own it. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword because it would help a legitimate artist like yourself who doesn't have all these other people to make the music, which would be legit, I would say, for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But somebody else popping something else out like these YouTube channels with fake stuff on it, mm-hmm. that is really not artistic.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. And I just don't like... you know, the AI taken away from an artist's perspective.
But it can helpful.
It could be helpful if you have writer's block, or you know, but other than that, you know, it takes away.
That was a very good point, writer's block. It helps you get, when you're like, what word am I thinking of? I'm looking for something like this, and it gives you the idea. You're not going to take that word for word.
No.
You're not going to, you know.
I don't want an AI... writing something for me that
you won't feel good about it.
No, I'll feel good. I feel like I cheated.
It's like getting a degree and you
know,
cheated
like you
to get your
on
degree.
A test, and then it's like, you know, I understand, you know, the time consuming, like if you're in a crunch or something, but I don't know, man, it just doesn't take it. You won't get connected. If a person asks you, oh, what inspired you to write this song and blah, blah. What are you going to tell them?
Right.
Oh, I figured, let me get AI to do this.
Here's another question for you. Who's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yes.
Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Let's see.
Jaded. Who doesn't love Steven Tyler?
Jaded.
He broke a wine glass.
Yeah.
I saw that. He did it. I think it was Mythbusters.
Oh my God. It's so awesome.
What's your favorite song again?
Jaded.
Can you do a line from there?
Hey, Jaded. Da da.
Right. No, I didn't mean to call you out like that.
I know, but you know.
No, but you know what, though? It's good. I mean, you're very well-versed. You do Ave Maria. Give us a line from that.
Oh, that one. Ave Maria.
Unbelievable.
Gratia plena.
What does that actually mean?
Oh, it's Latin, actually.
Latin. For, I know. I went to Catholic school. I'm terrible, right? Sister Regina, I apologize. But I mean, what does it stand for? What is it saying?
I believe it's, with, Maria.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't mean to call you out. I mean, Mary? I don't know either. So, yeah, you do it wonderfully. I know I've seen the video of you doing it in church and stuff.
You.
What's your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song?
If you had a song ever to pick, what would it be?
You know, with me being a Pisces, I always change my mind all the time.
Right now, on the
I'm
spot.
Always in the...
Ready? It's like just answer a question right immediately. First thing on your head, name a song. Which one? Boom.
Oh my God.
2 seconds.
You're so putting me in
two
the
seconds.
Spot.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Song.
You're the one I love.
There you go. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Ooh, 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 honey.
Key it up. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Key I'm
it.
Not doing it.
Ah, folks. I tried. All right, so
you put me on the spot. I'm like, you know what? Let me just get something in front of me.
You know what's an interesting fact about AI
is,
you know, like they have knockoff Louis Vuitton and knockoff. They're talking this could be knockoff music now.
Oh wow!
Interesting though, when you think about it, because you got your knockoff Rolexes, your knockoff Gucci, right, and all that stuff. Now you might have knockoff music.
Wow, I'm not surprised. It probably is happening right now with the. With the new music that's coming out.
Well, apparently they're asking for $150,000 per incident of a copyright infringement.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. That per is. Incident.
Hmm.
So that's pretty much pretty serious, you know. So Miss Bianca, you have a song keyed up for us that you're gonna sing. Who is it? Bianca Camus, please. All right.
Let's see. Give me one moment. Because
tell us about the song. What is it?
One.
What is it going to be?
From This Moment.
Why'd you pick that
Shania
song?
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain, From This Moment. Why'd you
a
pick that one?
A lot of people like to request for me to sing it.
It's a great song.
And they always go, oh, can you sing this for my wedding?
I know what I want you to sing too. Can you, are you able to ever do ABBA?
ABBA?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's add that to the list. But do this one first. All right. Folks, she's going to do Shania Twain from This Moment.
Give me a moment.
Let me know when you're ready to key it up.
All right.
So like they're pointing at me in the production booth.
Just put a little mute for a moment.
So, yeah, I think that AI is a good thing. But at the same time, I think it can rob people. I think that you have to know how to use it. It's a tool. It's not the end all be all. It's not creating 100% of what it is, because it's supposed to be you. But it can help you. It can help you get past, like you said, that moment where you don't know something or whatever. Or like you, who doesn't have a musical team to help you build some beats or whatever you call it around your music.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready. Production's pointing.
All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you?
Thank you.
Miss Bianca, you blew that one away.
Thank you.
So, any inspiration on that one?
I just love that song.
We were getting thumbs up from production.
Oh, really?
I know you were having a problem with your earpiece.
Yeah.
You kept trying to. She kept trying to yell to bring it up. She's writing on paper as she's over here. She's giving me the finger. No, but it sounded great, and everybody else, your earpiece went out or something.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's a tradition, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you know, we have tech issues, but no, you sounded fine. You sounded fine.
Thank you. You know, I tried.
It was great. You did good.
I think I could have done better if I heard it a little bit more, but you know.
It was good. It was good. It was great. You did fabulous.
Well, you know what? They say the show must go on.
The show must, right. You know what? And you know, it's happened to all of us. It's happened to me on this show.
Oh, really?
Right. You know what? I don't script these shows, folks. There is no script.
Yeah, really?
I take a couple notes. So this way I don't get bot and trolled.
Oh, really?
You know, I take some notes for statistics, but otherwise I go from the cuff.
Really?
I sandbagged you today with this interview and you didn't know.
You have. Like, you didn't even tell me before, hey, I'm going to be interviewing you today. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, because we have to, because we're in the process of organizing this concert and you're going to be the MC, the highlight.
Oh, thank you.
So, we're discussing with artists of who else is going to be there.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure where it's going to take place yet, but if you have a venue out there, folks, and you want the, this concert to take place at your venue, reach out to us. We've spoken to several. We are very flexible on locations, and we were more than willing to do more than one because I believe in donating to your community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all about it. I would like to go to DC, New Jersey, Philadelphia.
Anywhere else. We are in DC, but
I know, but I mean somewhere in DC. Yeah,
somewhere
here.
In DC.
You know, and Philly, New York, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a venue, and even a smaller venue, we'll stream it live on the radio. It will. I guarantee you, we will stream it on iHeartRadio. Everybody will hear you, and it'll be in iTunes and in all the podcasts. So I mean, So that's where we are with that. You did wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you did. So. You didn't answer, though, who you would want to be.
I want to be
If
myself.
You could be another artist right now, who could you be?
If I wanted to be another artist
right now,
huh? Who's racking up every holiday? Mariah Carey, I guess.
Mariah Carey, she's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not a Swiftie.
No. But Mariah Carey also, like,
she's been around.
She's original with the vocals.
And you made me watch that movie. Recently,
I made you watch Glitter.
No, I watched Glitter. I liked that movie. Yeah. I'm one of the few that liked that movie. No, the other movie where she was a waitress.
Yeah, she's actually a good actress. Mariah Carey, you should start acting again.
You're welcome on the show, Mariah. Come on,
she was really good. I mean,
we talked about her Christmas when she did the Christmas special.
I forgot the title of the movie, but it was a mafia movie that she was in an Italian restaurant and. Her character was supposed to be a Long Island Italian.
Long Island.
The accent, you know, like the talking like.
Like
this,
I got a guy.
Know? Yeah, I got a guy, and like, what do you mean? You talking like this, you know?
Speaking of that, I haven't talked to my friend. You got a guy up on there?
Got a guy? Yeah.
There
sure.
We go. I want to shout this one out to a friend of ours because I'm thinking he might be at the concert as well. This is for all my Jersey Italian fans. If you're no matter where you are, if you're in witness protection, you'll like this song too. Otherwise known as Witsec. Let me know when you're going to key that up.
Hold on.
Yeah, this is a good song. I like this guy. He wrote this, and it truly is. If you're from that area, you know what this means. It's a great song. I actually wanted to incorporate it in the show. It's G-Fella. It would be under G-Fella.
G-Fella, yes.
Yeah. G-Fella.
Yeah, G-Fella. G-Fella.
Really
G-Fella.
He's there he a really is. Good there guy, he is. Man. Right, all right. So got a guy from G-Fella.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, my brother.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, listen. I got a guy that does this.
Hey.
I got a guy that does that.
Oh.
I got a guy that make your problems go away with a bat.
I like that.
I got a guy that bumps in the people and piss you off. Jimmy. I got a guy to get your plasma TVs half off. Want to bet? I got a guy. You like the Jets? Got a guy. I got a guy that puts us behind home plate at any time. Joey. Got a guy that makes your car go bye-bye. Kick back the odometer. I got it to show you the heat like the thermometers. Whatever yous need, man, it's in my reach. Uh-huh. I got a guy down in the Bronx that makes the best size each. I got a guy in the DMV. I got a guy for the limousines. Cigars, forget about it. Nothing but Cubanos for me. Oh. And a guy is Johnny Thursday, and he's also with me. Even got a guy in the feds and the NYPD. Tips me off on these raids and informants that may be. I got a guy with a boat to put you to sea like the Navy.
You wanna bet? Got a guy. Threats? Got a guy. Need money? Got a guy. Protection? Got a guy. Need them things? Got a guy. Get you through them? Got a guy.
Bobby Jazz, beat the jeweler. They with me until I die.
You wanna bet? Got a guy. Threats? Got a guy. Need money? Got a guy. Protection? Got a guy. Need them things? Got a guy. Get you through them? Got a guy.
Tony Cigar, Little Pants, they with me until I die. Gets iPhones, the guy that gets iPods, guy that gets them Ed Hardy shirts to them Izods. Rims, got a guy. Systems, got a guy. Engine work, tinted windows, even a body guy. Got a guy for the juice. I got a guy from the booth that'll reach across the ocean, put you with the worm and roots. Got a guy that watches my back and I trust in my life. And that guy is Mikey Knuckles. I'll take a bullet for that guy. Need a permit, a license, an okay. Got a guy. That's with a guy. Push all that red tape to the side. Need a builder, a plumber, some sprinklers, electrician, roofer, an air guy, a freaking physician. Whatever, I got it. Anytime you want it. I got a guy to get new movies before they started. Did I mention for the wine? Oof, I got a guy. My man Philly Bottles, he got a piece of this thing called house wine.
You wanna bet? Got a guy. Threats? Got a guy. Need money? Got a guy. Protection? Got a guy. Need them things? Got a guy. Get you through with them? Got a guy.
Johnny from Patsy's, big chubby, they with me until I die.
You wanna bet? Got a guy. Threats? Got a guy. Need money? Got a guy. Protection? Got a guy. God, need them things, got a guy. Get you through with them, got a guy.
Vito Liquido, Stevie Goose, stay with me until I die. I got a guy that beats cases, got a guy that beats lawyers. Johnny. Whatever you need, I got a guy to get it for you. Need a loan to get by, I got a guy for that. You like to bet the ponies, got a guy hooked into the tracks. Vito. When I say tracks, I don't mean boom boom tracks. But if we talking tracks, then Suits is the guy for that. I got a guy, they got a guy, they got a guy, they got a guy, they got a guy. So you understand if these guys, I got a mind, I'm a boss. But I used to be the guy who was the guy who did things for the guy whose rank on a Wafi Pie. Forget about it. G fella tracking team music. Get him out of here.
Oh. You wanna bet, got a guy. Threats, got a guy. Need money, got a guy. Protection, got a guy. Need them things, got a guy. Get you through with them, got a guy.
Johnny Rock, stay with me until I die.
You wanna bet, got a guy. Threats, got a guy. Need money, got a guy. Protection, got a guy. Need them things, got a guy. Get you through with them, got a guy.
Ralphie Boy, Joey Bang Bang, with me until I die.
Racketeering music.
Shout out to G Fella. My boy G Fella out there, got a guy. I know that this is not everybody's area of music that you like, but growing up in that neighborhood and knowing him, everybody does got a guy.
Yeah.
So I found that
to be. I got a guy, you got a guy.
I got a guy, you got it. Everybody.
It's a New York, New Jersey.
It's a New York and New Jersey thing. So
it is what it is.
Exactly. So we are coming on a hard close. So it's time for Sonati's Call for Action.
Oh, okay. What's the call for action now?
As we watch these legal dramas unfold pertaining to AI, it's crucial for us as consumers, people that are enjoying the music, not including you, because you're a creator. For the rest of us that are enjoying the music, we're consuming it. And I guess for creators too, to stay informed, again, 360, 365, stay informed of what programs are out there, and who's making what, and make sure that it was made by that artist, right?
Yes.
Always support the original artists. Absolutely. We here are licensed to play music, so we could play other artists' music, because they're getting their royalties. We announce the song, and we play it, and they get their royalties. Always support your artists. They work a lot. They work very hard. They struggle. They work for free for a long time until they make it, if they make it. Yeah. So don't steal from them.
It's kind of like working on commission.
It is. It really is. It really is. And you work a lot of times and make nothing.
Yeah. All those hours for one little.
And with that, moment. You need to be mindful of how AI is now impacting people. I got an example, and it's not in my notes.
Okay.
But who was the one that wrote the songs that were poems in her car?
Jewel.
Pieces of Me, Jewel. Jewel. I remember. See, I know something.
So
she wrote. Oh, quick, she wrote
you
those.
You didn't even finish the sentence, and I knew you were talking about.
But see, I know a little something about this. Jewel, who I like, she wrote the song, and it was "Pieces of Me" was the name of the album, and it was poetry that she wrote while she was living in her car.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know where they came from, how hard they struggled to get there. Don't steal from them. Let's all advocate for fair use, equal pay, and everybody enjoy, and people express. Because music brings out emotions. Music makes you happy. Music gets you through sad times, through good times, all that. So I got another relevant quote before we close it out.
Sure.
Another one of your favorites.
Okay.
We are not only here for the music. We are here for the emotional connection that the music brings to our lives. Olivia Newton-John.
That is beautiful.
Again, John Travolta wants you on the show.
Beautiful. Thank you, Olivia.
Miss Bianca, how are you going to close out the show?
Well, by singing the national anthem a cappella, of course.
Give it to us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight flash gleaming whose broad stripes so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And it's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star spangle
unbelievable. As always, lovely. Miss Bianca, always showing us what it's about. Again, sadly, another show has come to a close.
Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
That's right. Love our country, because Sonati hears you. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sonati.
Democracy, that's me.